How does Spy handle that press release?
Well, Spy in 1989, if there was a person like me, and you, as you, whether it's Adam Moss or somebody else, Spy would yes, savage me, savage Graydon, probably even more. We would definitely be figures of fun in Spy magazine. So I don't know. I'd have to, you know, put on my mischief hat and figure out how I could best, you know, deconstruct such a book to make mockery of it. And I haven't given any time to doing that with my fresh new baby yet, so I don't know exactly. But you're absolutely, the premise is correct. Graydon and I are exactly the sorts of people that Spy would have reveled in taking down a few pegs.
It's funny how that all comes around, isn't it?
It wasn't the plan. The plan was just to keep doing that until we couldn't do it anymore. It was Spy that we weren't, or speaking for myself, but I think also for Graydon, I wasn't looking for that as you know, the jumping off point to anything else. Indeed, we really thought we were burning so many bridges that, you know, we would have to remain in our little fortress for the rest of our lives.
Well, and I think a lot of people then, Mr. Trump, for example, probably thought you would have no careers outside of Spy because of the number of bridges that were burned. And I imagine at that time, the late 80s, early 90s, you would probably think, yeah, you know, if we can survive on our budget and we can sell some advertising and make a go of this, then this could be a long-term career.
Oh, for sure. And you know, the first few years were not only did we do what I think is a good thing and people liked it and all that, but we were actually breaking even, making money after 3 years. So it you know, for a while there, it looked like, wow, this could be something we do for a long time. There was no plan B. I mean, or you know, this is the first phase of career that has these other chapters.
You know, this. I was going to come to this later, but since we're talking about it now, let's continue with it. Before Spy started, people who knew you and Graydon, did they think of you as those smarmy guys, those guys who were, you know, kind of pointing the finger and kind of making jokes about people?
Not so much. I mean, a little bit, maybe. I mean, I think we were, like writers do, like journalists do. You have a drink and you. And you make jokes and you have fun, but I don't think in any kind of extreme way. We weren't the class clowns, we just got together and started talking about as a lark, what kind of magazine we wished existed that we would love, and one thing led to another.
Would it be safe? And there's a lot of people who are going to see this or hear this, who will not know Spy from that period of time, or may not know it at all. I'm sorry?
You mean young people?
Yeah, like my teenager, for example. You know,
yeah.
And so, you know, I want to explain. The National Lampoon probably has the bigger name, and it's continued in film and stuff.
Yeah.
So, correct me if I get this wrong. I would explain to someone that the National Lampoon was a humor magazine that everything had a generally fictional basis. There was parody, but it was fictional. And Spy,
right,
on the other hand, tended to have a real basis. It was based on real people, real facts, and then it looked for that, you know, that twist in whatever,
yeah,
it was. The irony.
That's exactly right. It was, I mean, when people call Spy a humor magazine, I don't correct them necessarily, but it wasn't a humor magazine in the sense that the National Lampoon was. It was really a magazine of satirical journalism. It was really driven by reporting, research, but then instead of just reported and presented straight, it was given a satirical edge. I mean, one thing you might say to your teenager or young people was it was more similar to, say, the Daily Show than it is to the National Lampoon.
It was as different. Okay, yeah, let's go with that. It was the Daily Show of its time, whereas
And that was monthly. Back in the old days, when you could only do that once a month, yeah.
Right, and whereas, say, The Onion would be the National Lampoon of its time, sort of.
Yeah, that's sort of right. I mean, the National Lampoon, if it were focused, as The Onion is, entirely on sort of newsy things. But yeah, that's right. That's a fair analogy.
And you folks who...